Offside. Beži, beži, Alassane. Oborožene skupine v Siriji pod vodstvom milice Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, ki so pred slabima dvema tednoma začele ofenzivo proti Bašarju al-Asadu in njegovi vojski, so po zavzetju Alepa, Hame in Homsa v nedeljo zavzele še glavno mesto Damask. Al-Asad in njegova družina so po padcu mesta pobegnili v Rusijo. Oborožene skupine so tako z napadom, prvim v takem obsegu od leta 2020, ko so oblasti Al-Asada in Hayat Tahrir al-Shama sklenile premirje, de facto prevzele nadzor nad Sirijo. Mohamed al-Jalali, Al-Asadov premier, je vodi Hayat Tahrir al-Shama, Abu Mohamedu al-Golaniju, že ponudil sodelovanje v okviru tranzicijske vlade. Dogajanje preteklih tednov v Siriji povzame Giuseppe Acconcia, profesor politologije in sociologije Severne Afrike in Sredozemlja na Univerzi v Milanu.
This was unfolding very fast and they started at the end of November and these forces that are the leadership of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and Mohamed Jolani together with the Free Syrian Army sized Aleppo, the second Syrian city, and after they went through the motorway down to Damascus, and they sized Hama. Hama is particularly interesting in this city because this town, because in 1982 there has been a massacre of Muslim Brothers supporters who have been killed by the forces supporting Hafez al-Assad, the father of Bashar al-Assad, and there have been hundreds of people killed this massacre. And Homs is the third city of Syrian town, and is especially important because almost all this area has been destroyed after 2011, when the first demonstration started in Syria in parallel with the so-called Arab Springs. And in the Saturday, in the night between Saturday and Sunday, the rebels reached Damascus, and the army basically dissolved. Many soldiers abandoned their uniforms, and some of them fled to Iraq, some of them stayed in the country. So basically the rebels had the opportunity to size major public institutions. Meanwhile, former President Bashar al-Assad took a flight to Moscow, where he has been granted an asylum together with his family.
Kljub temu, da je milicam uspelo zavzeti večja mesta, med drugim tudi strateško pomembno pristaniško mesto Tartus, v katerem se nahaja baza ruske vojaške mornarice, boji ponekod še potekajo. Gre predvsem za spopade med sirskimi demokratičnimi silami in koalicijo skupin imenovano Sirska nacionalna vojska, ki jo financira in oborožuje Turčija.
On the other hand, they are fighting in the north of in the Rojava region, where there is a fight between rebels, so HTS-FSA, against the Kurds of SDF, that are the forces, the Syrian Democratic Forces, that are led by the Kurds, that officially control this area from Kobane to Kamishli, but they are strongly opposed by the Turkish army that doesn't want this project of democratic autonomy succeed in the Rojava region. So we will see if SDF will still be able to control northern Syrian provinces after the takeover of the rebels in Damascus. And many other open questions, for example, Latakia and Tartus in the Mediterranean coast are controlled by Russia, and still they have a control on this on their military headquarters in Syria. The Iranians have headquarters and the platform, military platforms, and the outskirts of Damascus and Aleppo. We will see if they will keep this control.
situacijo je kakopak izkoristila okupatorska tvorba Izrael. Izraelske sile so izvedle zračne napade na Damask in južni del Sirije. Poleg tega so s tanki vdrle na območje Golanske planote. Po besedah izraelskega premijeja Benjamina Netanjahuja je s koncem Al-Asadove vladavine konec tudi sporazuma o prekinitvi ognja s Sirijo iz leta 1974. Planoto je Izrael zavzel med šestdnevno vojno leta 1967, od takrat pa je jabolko spora med Izraelom in Sirijo. Okupatorska tvorba se sicer ni nikoli umaknila z zahodnega dela planote. Netanjahu je dodatno okupacijo utemeljil, čež da so sirski vojaki zapustili svoje položaje, zaradi česar je potreben izraelski prevzem oblasti.
Israel, that is the other state that is strongly involved by what is going on in Syria, entered into the Golan Heights that were controlled in 1973. This is the first time that this happened. Al-Assad never allowed to the IDF to enter into the buffer zone and Hermon Mountain on the whole Golan Heights. So this, and not only that, Israel made many strikes in Kafr Susa, and to against research center in Damascus that are believed to be places where there is the construction of Iranian missiles in Syria. And in general terms, we will see if Israel has some detrimental effect by the presence of a pro-Turkish government in Damascus, in case this will unfold and which will be the effects with the relationship between Israel and Syria.
Spomnimo, da so izraelske sile v zadnjem letu večkrat bombardirale domnevna skladišča orožja in druge tarče v Siriji. Prav tako so večkrat bombardirale Damask, pri čemer so v začetku aprila napadle tudi iranski konzulat. Kakšen bo odnos med Sirijo in Izraelom po koncu Al-Asadove vladavine, komentira Akonča.
Izrael now has the possibility to do more and more in the Syrian territory could not have been done with Al-Assad in power. We will see if this is going to be a permanent presence on occupation or is going to be for a short period of time. We will see what will be the reaction of HTS. We still don't know if there is a clear reaction against this attack from the rebels side. We will see what will be the consequences of the attacks that are unfolding in Damascus carried out by IDF. But in general terms, the point is now is to see if the government in Damascus will be a government that is critical towards Israel. This can be a big loss for Benjamin Netanyahu, that was considering Assad as a relevant enemy of Israel. But Assad, when he was in power, rhetorically was talking against Israel, against the IDF, criticizing the genocide going on in Gaza. But practically, the Syrian army has never done anything against Israel. So it was a quiet country in reference to what is going on in Israel, the war in Gaza, the genocide in Gaza, and the attacks in Lebanon. We will see if this will be the case with the rebels rooted in political Islam taking over in Damascus.
Izrael poleg svojih invazivnih okupatorskih krempljev, s katerimi želi poseči na širši del ozemlja v regiji, skrbi tudi dobava orožja odporniškim gibanjem, zlasti Hezbolahu, ki ga je Izrael uspel stisniti v kot, da je pristal na prekinitev ognja. To bi sicer pomembno vplivalo tudi na Iran, ki je prej podpiral Bašarja Al-Asada.
Iran has had a big loss with the end of the Al-Assad regime, because Al-Assad was the first ally of Tehran in the Middle East. Especially the supreme guide Ali Khamenei was a strong friend of Bashar al-Assad, was supporting him a lot, even when the civil war was going badly for him, when there have been 500,000 people who died, more than 6 million of refugees, and some of them are trying to come back to Syria. Syria in these days. On the other hand, we can say that a government that is that belongs to the umbrella of political Islam cannot be against the Iranian authorities. They belong as well to political Islam, even if their model is rooted in the Shia Islam and HTS is more rooted in the Sunni Islamist values. And we can say that at the end of the day, this model of political Islam is successful because we have the Turkey with Erdogan, where there is AKP and his political discourse is rooted in the political Islam theories. We have Iran and Islamic Republic. Now we will have Syria if this continues on this path, even if the Syrian scenario is much more complicated. It is a failed state with a proxy war, so it might be more a chaotic situation like Libya than Turkey or Iran. And let's remember that in Afghanistan as well, the Taliban took over, so there is a strong region where the presence of political Islam is more and more relevant. This can be considered as well as an outcome of the Arab Springs. We remember in 2011, the youth and many people were demonstrating against those dictators, and Hosni Mubarak was forced to step down in Turkey. The same happened with Ben Ali in Tunisia. Muammar Gaddafi has been killed by the rebels in Libya. Now is the end of Bashar al-Assad. It is the fourth of the leaders contested during the Arab Springs that end his political career. So this is a success in general term for those who want more democratic environment in North Africa and the Middle East, but we will see if this will be the case or only political Islam will succeed in this scenario.
Okupatorskih teženj sicer ne moremo pripisati le Izraelu. Milici Hayat Tahrir al-Sham se je namreč pridružila prej omenjena koalicija Sirska nacionalna vojska, ki jo financira Turčija, njen cilj pa je predvsem omejevanje kurdske revolucije v Rožavi. Turčija je na čelu s predsednikom Recepom Tayyipom Erdoganom pravzaprav sprožila boj za okupacijo kurdskega ozemlja. Zgodovino odnosa med Turčijo in Sirijo po Al-Assadom pojasni sogovorec.
Let's consider that Erdogan was a strong opposer of Bashar al-Assad. He was always opposing him. He was trying to support the oppositions in Syria. According to some analysts, even supplying weapons to the Islamic State between 2016 and 2015-16. So clearly, Turkey tried to do its best to get rid of Bashar al-Assad in that period. When it was clear that Russia would have supported al-Assad, they found an agreement, the same agreement that was found between Moscow and Ankara in Libya, to divide the country in zone of influence and keep Bashar al-Assad in power. Let's remember that last year Bashar al-Assad was welcomed at the Arab League summit of the major North African Middle Eastern country as the legitimate president of Syria. So he went back to his position, even if he had not a full control of the country, because there were still areas that were controlled by the Islamic State, for example, around Idlib, areas controlled by the Kurds and Rojava in the north of the country. And these areas became more and more relevant because went from Kobane to Qamishli. So a huge part of northern Syria is now still controlled by the SDF and the Kurdish forces. So it is clear that this changed over time. When was evident that Assad was losing its support from the deep state, from the institutions, from the army, Turkey was again supporting the rebels. For example, Turkey did it occupying the canton of Afrin in 2018, doing continuous strikes against PKK in Kandil, that is in the north of Iraq, and in general terms building a buffer zone at the border between Turkey and Rojava, putting in question the existence itself of the Rojava project and the idea of democratic autonomy of the Rajanat.
Sirija je s tem, ko se je rešila Bašarja al-Asada, postala ranljiva za okupatorske imperialistične težnje okoliških držav. Izrael je ponovno začel posegati na območje Golanske planote, Turčija pa pod pretvezo osvoboditve začenja protikurdsko ofenzivo. Off Offside je pripravila Tija.
Offside.